As a teenager growing up in post-war Springfield, Walls was undeniably bright and dedicated. She graduated salutatorian of her high school class, then set her sights on college. But in 1950, Southwest Missouri State was still an all-white college. Price was the daughter of a black woman and a white man, and she had attended Lincoln High School, the school designated for African Americans during the days of segregation. Here's an excerpt from my interview with Walls for NPR in 2012.
I kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and I never got an answer. I always had the hope, but I never got a formal yes or no.
What she didn't know in 1950 was that her application had created some shockwaves in the top circles of Missouri's higher education leadership. A series of letters between the presidents of the state's public colleges and universities refer to her as, quote, the colored girl who was seeking admission. The formal minutes from the university's Board of Regents special meeting showed her application was eventually denied by 8 white men. So, instead of fulfilling her dream, she married a welder and raised 8 children. She cleaned houses for white families and then worked as a janitor until she retired in 2009. A generation later, her son Terry discovered the eloquent letter his mother had typed on fragile onion skin paper and sent to the university registrar.
My dear Mr. Thompson, I desire at this time to explain why I want to enter the college and why I believe my application should be granted. If denied admission, I must either abandon my ambition or go elsewhere.
He eventually graduated from the same university that had denied his mother admission all those years ago. Mary Jean Price Walls watched from the audience. In 2010, Missouri State University recognized that Walls had been robbed of one of life's greatest achievements and awarded her an honorary bachelor's degree. More recently, MSU named its Multicultural Resource Center in her honor. In a statement issued this week, MSU President Cliff Smart said Mary Jean Price Walls is, quote, a reminder of our history of discrimination, which we continue to work to overcome. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.